Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Now, concerns are being raised today about the opening of new playgrounds and the operation of existing ones nationwide because of an insurance-related problem. Only one company provides independent inspection and certification of playgrounds here. That's Lisburn-based Play Services Ireland. They've had bodily injury cover withdrawn from their insurance, which will reduce the level of service that can be provided. But for more on this, we're joined now by Mel Campbell, the Managing Director of Play Services Ireland. Mel, thank you very much for joining us. And you might just clarify for us exactly what services it is that your company provides in Ireland and how that relates to the operation of playgrounds.
Good afternoon, Sarah. Yes, we provide training for council playground staff that would be doing the weekly inspections. We also do certification for new playgrounds, or post-installation inspections, as they're called. We would do design risk assessments, and we do annual inspections for mostly council playgrounds, but other clients as well, private clients. We do a lot of expert witness work for councils generally to defend claims when they come in as well.
So if somebody wants to open a playground, do they have to come to you guys or somebody like you?
Yeah, pretty much have to come to us now because the other companies have disappeared because they couldn't get insurance in the Republic of Ireland and they weren't prepared to take the risk that I guess I'm taking currently in inspecting playgrounds with professional indemnity insurance without bodily injury attached, which leaves us wide open, I guess, if we were implicated in a claim.
And what has happened then to that indemnity insurance and why the change?
Well, the change, the wording that I got from the underwriter was that they no longer had an appetite for bodily injury on professional indemnity insurance. And they basically give the excuse of the litigious nature of the Republic of Ireland, the cost of claims and insuring in the Republic of Ireland, but also they used Brexit, they mentioned Glenfell, fire in London, and the cost of the pandemic as well.
So they've decided they're no longer going to include bodily injury in the insurance that you have. So what does that mean? First of all, have you tried lots of insurers on this?
Yes, I've pretty much tried everybody that used to give bodily injury on their professional indemnity insurance, and it appears that it no longer exists. And you know, I'm not really sure now what to do in terms of moving forward and how to protect my business moving forward as well. So we're being very selective in terms of what we are inspecting currently.
And what do you mean by being very selective? Does that mean if you have any fears at all about the safety in a playground, or what do you mean by that?
Well, it's really just if you have any concerns that I may be implicated, depending on who the clients are. But at the moment, I'm just doing post-installation inspections for my regular customers, who are the contractors. And we've set up a playground contractors forum so that we can all speak with one voice, because contractors have the same issues as inspectors in relation to insurance premiums increasing, excess payments increasing for a claim if it was made against a contractor. So we're all in the same boat here. But I'm trying to keep the show on the road, as it were, in relation to new playgrounds being opened.
And what is happening with new playgrounds being opened then? Will you certify them?
I am currently certifying them, but that's almost at a personal risk, to the business. And with regards to councils, I'm no longer doing council inspections, and we're currently, hoping that the IPB will come up with some assurances there, so that we can, kickstart that important project again.
So, if you're no longer doing council inspections, does that mean that playgrounds run by the councils are not being inspected at all? Is there anybody else doing it?
The council will be doing their routine inspections by their own internal staff, but There will be an issue with regards to getting annual inspections, which should be done with by an independent company such as ourselves.
So, if this isn't resolved, then Mel, what is the likely end game here? I mean, is it that we see a situation where new playgrounds can't open or existing playgrounds have to close?
Yes, so ultimately that's a possibility where if the playgrounds can't be inspected, then they may possibly have to close because if I don't inspect them or my company or someone like me, then they're not going to get insurance potentially. And if they can't be insured, then they're not going to remain open. And there's also the possibility that the contractors will go out of business because they can't get the playgrounds certified. So that's a real possibility as well.
Just finally then, what's the solution to all this in your view?
Well, I guess that is the big question. We ideally want an insurance company that will look at us and offer us bodily injury on our professional indemnity insurance. That's the ideal scenario. If that isn't the case, then we need further assurances from councils possibly the IPB and other insurance companies that we're not going to be implicated, so that when they own a playground, they're going to take full responsibility for that playground.
All
so
right.
That's basically where we are.
Yeah, we'll keep an eye on it in terms of the situation. Nobody wants the playgrounds to close. Thank you very much for joining us this evening. That's Mel Campbell, Managing Director of Play Services Ireland.